Interesting.
Rhubarb crumble.
Huh?
Rhubarb crumble and custard.
Oh, rhubarb?
Yeah.
Rhubarb. Rhubarb crumble. Easy peel.
Now.
Beaten mess.
What is it?
Beaten mess.
Beaten mess.
Eaten.
Eaten mess.
It is.
It was.
It was. Eton is a very famous college school in near Windsor.
Okay.
It's the top, one of the top schools in Britain. It's Eton, and they have.
I saw this.
That.
It's
sorry.
The same.
Yeah, that's right. It was from there. And that
Eton
was one.
It was the original first Ivy League.
Yeah. Eton. It's not.
Eton is a verb where we come from.
No, it's eating.
No, it's eaten.
It's eaten, which is past
tense.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Eating is present
tense. Yeah, but it's just E-T-O-N. Oh. Eton. Eton.
Eton what?
Eton College.
No, but what's that called again?
Eton mess.
Eton mess.
Do you want a picture of it? It's a classic
too
English
late.
Dish.
Picture. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Much along the same lines. It's not going to be exactly the same or as good, because I'm not Nick. But we've got something like 5 rounds, with something like 10 questions in each round. And when I've worked out exactly how many points that equates to, then you'll know who's won. But what we need to do is make sure that you've got an interesting, funny or clever team name, because the ladies behind the bar will be judging all the team names, and the ones
our
they deem most
bet.
Worthy
I put that
get
a lot.
3 round of
what?
Picks.
Our sucks.
Per person. In your team, so you know, try and keep it fairly decent, if you would. It's a family show. We'll crack on, shall we?
If you have to.
The first round is about buildings and food.
What? Buildings and food.
I'm a talking heads fan. So the first 5 questions in round 1 are all about buildings. They relate in some way to buildings. Okay. So question 1. The term cathedral derives from which item which can be found inside a cathedral? The term cathedral derives from which item which can be found inside a cathedral?
I don't think of a chalice.
A mitre.
Chapel.
A what?
Mitre? Mitre?
There's a bell.
I'm trying to gauge how much thinking time is needed, how much discussion is required, and which team
I'll write them down,
gonna
and then you're
going
to have to read them. Because I won't know how to say them.
Chapel.
Oh, steeple? No. Cathedral? What did you say? Steeple. No, what did you say?
I said chapel.
Oh.
There are no some churches, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll move on to question 2. We can do repeats at the end of the round. Whose address at the time that the person lived there was commonly known as number 1, London?
Oh.
Whose address was commonly known as number 1 London?
Yeah. Don't you?
Sucks to be you. You're the empty.
Sucks to be you.
I want to know.
I might not have got it right, of course.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth.
Got the answer, Ali.
Okay, good. Because.
We're letting him do all the work. I'm just writing.
No, it's an actual living, actual person. Whose address was commonly known at the time the person lived there as number 1 London?
I'm still there now.
Another address question. How is 30 St. Mary Axe more widely known? How is 30... St. Mary Axe, more widely known.
I've read that as well.
Yeah, I'm
that one?
No, I don't know. Probably that one.
Question number four. Might need a bit of time to deliberate on this one. Which of these was not a genuine government tax in this country? Is it brick tax, door tax, or wallpaper tax? We've all heard of window tax, but which one of the following three are not, is not, a genuine government tax that was levied? Brick tax, door tax, or
wallpaper tax? It means it isn't.
That's true.
So the wallpaper tax.
Want to go with that one?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm sure it probably isn't that one because it's too old.